Welcome to A Kind and Gentle Word. I'm Jordan, and today is day 10 of our walk through the book of Psalms. And I want to say something really big about this psalm. This is Psalm 10, and it feels so different than the other psalms we've been reading and taking in. And what's interesting is that this is the fourth, that I'm recording this, and I feel like the evil one really doesn't want me to. So I think it's even more important than I realize. And I don't say that like, ooh, everything that goes bump in the night is the devil. But he gets pretty pissed off when we're doing something for the Lord, and when we are sharing God's word in a way that can't be unnoticed. So let's take this in, because Psalm 10 makes me very emotional. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak, who are caught in the schemes he devises. The wicked man boasts about the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. The wicked man's ways are always prosperous. Your laws are rejected by him. He sneers at all his enemies. The wicked man says to himself, "Nothing will ever shake me." He swears, "No one will ever do me harm." The wicked man's mouth is full of lies and threats. Trouble and evil are under his tongue. The wicked man lies in wait near the villages. From ambush, he murders the innocent. His eyes watch in secret for his victims. Like a lion in cover, he lies in wait. He lies in wait to catch the helpless. He catches the helpless and drags them off in his net. His victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. He says to himself, "God will never notice." He covers his face and never sees. I want to pause right here before verse 12. In my mind, as I read through these scriptures, it seems so clear to me that David was speaking about trafficked victims. Innocent. That's what I want us to really focus in on. That the wicked man seems to prevail over the innocent, over the helpless. And it really just got into my heart. So I want us to jump into verse 12 and see it as an outcry of God's children. Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, "He won't call me to account"? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked man. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry. Defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror. I want us to really focus in on that last part, starting in verse 17. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed. While it might seem that wicked men and women and the wicked ways of the world prevail, they don't win in the end. And even when it seems like they are winning now, greater is he that is in me than he who is in this world. That's 1 John 4:4. I'll read it out for you again so you can really hear it. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in this world. Because you see, that's the thing. When the nations perish from this land, when the end of days is happening, good wins. God wins. God's people prevail. The wicked will have to account for their wickedness, and the evildoers will be found out. So instead of my little phrase that I love to say at the end of every single episode, instead, I want us to focus in on creating a prayer out of these verses. Lord, help me to hear the desire of the afflicted. Help me to encourage them. Help me to listen to their cry. Lord, remind me to defend the fatherless. Remind me to defend the oppressed. Lord, remind me to always see the trouble of the afflicted. In Jesus' name, amen. There's nothing else to add. I'll see you tomorrow.